you can't explain it to them, because then if they, there's very few Japanese who will explain it to them. And
yeah,
it's just, it's kind of like a, it's really, to be quite honest, it's almost like a non-subject in many ways, because it, you can't, it's, some people either understand it or they don't understand that. And I'm not trying to put those people down or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of beyond that. You can't really have that conversation.
If the person is self-aware and they know that they're prone to that,
yeah,
then you can approach it gingerly and say, oh, by the way, you don't actually have to say domo arigato gozaimasu every time.
No.
You know, you don't, because that actually sounds, that's a little off-putting to the Japanese if you do that every time. And they go, oh, why is that? Isn't that the most polite thing? Yeah, but you see, the thing about politeness is na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I get jaded and I don't really want to help anymore. And I think that's the deal that you were talking about just now.
Yeah, it's true. It is. It's just exactly like that. I often feel, because I'm at the university, I'm studying and doing my PhD there. I'm surrounded by younger...
expatriates?
New people. Japanese. Newbies. Newbie foreigners.
Newbie foreigners. So expats. Okay.
So they're not really expats. They're just students, really, from other schools.
Ah.
Yeah, because I'm doing, like, well, I'm studying.
I like to say expats because I can't get myself to say foreigner. And I don't want to say gaijin because we're speaking in English.
You could say non-Japanese. I know.
Well, actually, that's a good question. I'll ask your opinion on that. I'm seeing more and more on Facebook, and not just the expats living in Japan saying the word foreigner more easily. But when I was growing up in Canada, the word foreigner was essentially a discriminatory word.
Yeah,
to refer to somebody as a foreigner. Yeah. Oh, you stupid foreigners don't know nothing about America. And
America.
It was this discriminatory word. And now people are throwing it around as if it's an okay thing to say. And I don't know if that's just me being 53 years old.
It's,
you know,
desensitizing themselves to words. I mean, I've done it. I'm guilty of that. I don't, you know, it's the way it's used is really important.
Could be.
And I think also so many people see that as a, almost, even though they don't like being called it, and nobody will call you a foreigner in English. Usually only the expats call themselves foreigners. Like, you don't have a Japanese person actually calling you the word foreigner.
When I
it's always gai kokujin or gaijin, right?
Well, no. When I... Okay, in Japanese, no, they won't.
They won't.
Because, number one, they're not speaking English properly, and they will call you gaijin. But I hate even more the term gai kokujin. Please don't say that to my face. Well, that's just false politeness.
I know.
And the thing is, though, I use the word gaijin in Japanese, because Japanese is another matter entirely. Mm. The word gaijin is not necessarily discriminatory. Mm. But the word foreigner definitely is.
I agree. It's true. You know, when it comes to my Japanese friends, and if they're calling me Gaijin-san or Gaijin or Gai Kokujin, I always ask them, where am I from? And they always say, oh, you're from America. And I said, well
don't friggin' say that.
Well, that's what I said, you know something, though? I said, why don't you, from now on, when you meet someone from a different country, find out what country they're from, and say, what about Americans? What do they do? That's better to say that. You know, I'd rather have them ask me that. But if, you know, I'm not the same as someone from Zimbabwe or Nigeria.
Exactly.
So really don't throw me in the same group.
Don't ask my opinion to represent the other 99.999%.
I don't want to make the Nigerians look bad.
Sure, because they might make me look good. And I turn it around to my kids, too. Like, okay, if you call me Gaijin again in English, you know what I'm going to call you? I'm going to call you Ajiajin. Okay, I'm going to call you Ajiajin. I'm going to lump you in a salad bowl with the Vietnamese, the Nepalese, the Chinese, and the Mongolians. And you're going to have to represent all of them.